Coast Country 103.9 and 106.3. Friday afternoon on the ride home, and you know when we hit 4:30 on the clock, it's time to turn things over to Captain Dave Fletcher. It's the Outdoors Outlook, sponsored by Nanacoke Outfitters. Be sure to book your next guided hunt or fishing trip today. Just head to nanacokeoutfitters.com, and if you are a hunting enthusiast, you'll find a lot of great information there as well. And every Friday, Captain Dave stops by to keep us straight, especially this time of year, Captain. I mean, things are changing rapidly when it comes to what's in and what's out of season.
It really is. And just like you mentioned earlier, things are moving and the seasons move quick, because right now, I'll tell you, in the state of Maryland, our deer rifle season will end tomorrow. So that 2-week season wraps up. But for those of you that don't want to bow hunt, don't worry. You've only got 1 week of archery starting on Sunday, and then muzzleloader will start. We'll have a muzzleloader season that'll be December 21st through January 4th. So you're right back at it with a gun in your hand. Now, here's the fun thing. Gary, you know how much I love being in the marsh and how much I love chasing ducks. Well, duck season starts again on Monday. Our last split here in Maryland will start Monday, December 16th, and run through until the end of January. Now, once again, goose season gets plugged in here and there, but not consistently across the board. So in Maryland, goose season will be December 20th until January 4th. And then there's another one later in January, but we'll save that for maybe next Friday.
Sounds like a plan. Man, it's a lot of moving parts on the Maryland schedule, but I'm sure our Delaware friends are dealing with a similar situation, right?
Yeah, they are. And I'll tell you, to make things even more confusing in Delaware, right now they have a deer special antlerless season. And during this special season, which is December 14th until the 22nd, you can harvest doe only with firearms. However, if you're out there with archery equipment, you can shoot a buck. And I'll tell you, Gary, it got really confusing because Delaware published their hunter handbook and it did not word it properly. So folks thought that they could not harvest a buck during this week. Well, I will tell you, I had conversations with DenRec, and you absolutely can harvest a buck as long as you're hunting with a bow. But bow hunters, remember, you still have to wear orange because you will have other hunters that are out with firearms, and as a result, you have to have your safety orange with you.
That's great intel, Captain Dave, and especially when, you know, the sources you go to that you think are right aren't.
Unfortunately, true, right? And sometimes you find out the hard way, and nothing worse than having the game warden come out and tell you the things that you're doing wrong that you didn't even know you were doing wrong. So we'll try to help our listeners avoid that one. In Delaware, let's talk about duck real quick, Gary. Tomorrow, Delaware duck season starts again. So third split will take off starting tomorrow. So folks, get out there, chase some feathers. Goose season will come in on the 21st of December in Delaware, and that'll run through until January 15th. So Delaware goose isn't quite as confusing as the Maryland goose that comes in and out multiple times. But the good thing is goose will come in. It'll stay in, like I said, until January 15th after it comes in on the 21st of December for you Delaware hunters. And, Gary, I got to tell you, I've spent a lot of time out in the marsh this past week. You know, I've been out with my deer hunters, and today we were out with our deer hunters this morning, and then I got to spend some time out in the marsh scouting for ducks. We have more ducks in town than I have seen in quite a while. So I think that weather that we've got up north has given us a nice big push of fresh birds.
That's something certainly to look forward to. And look, if anybody's trying to find geese, just come to the Coast Country Studios. They are constantly filling up the parking lot here.
Yes, they are. You know, I did offer Jason Lee the opportunity for us to do a goose hunt right there in the parking lot. We could put that on Outdoors Delmarva.
I think that's an awesome idea.
Yeah, I thought it was too, but he didn't think he could get it approved, so we had to pass. But hey, listen, Gary, I've got to get going. So folks, as always, please remember to take a child hunting or fishing so we can keep them outdoors, living this good life that we're blessed with here on the Delmarva Peninsula.